Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, as Superman waits for daybreak and a chance to break up the racketeer's cruel plot, in far-off Metropolis, Lois Lane stands in dire peril of her very life.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, talk about bright, sparkling colors, gang. You can't beat that exciting new series of comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep for brilliance. Why, those red, black, and blue and yellow pictures of your favorite comic strip characters are real eye-catchers. And the pictures are so true to life. Take Tess Trueheart, for instance, with her red suit and hat and that soft blonde hair. And Brenda Starr looks mighty natural, too. And Superman in his bright blue jersey with his red Superman insignia. Yes, sir, every single one of these 18 different comic buttons is mighty nifty. So you better get busy on your collection. Ask Mom to get you some Kellogg's Pep, because that's the only way you can get these exciting prizes. One in every package of Pep. Now, you don't send in any money, not even a buck stop. And you can't buy them anywhere. And say, gang, don't forget another reason why you want to keep stocked up on Pep. It tastes a doggone sunny and toasted, and it's good for you. Sure, Mom knows that. Kellogg's Pep gives you added amounts of an energy vitamin B1 and good old sunshine vitamin D, plus the goodness of sun-ripened whole wheat itself. Yes, sir, there are lots of reasons why you want lots of P-E-P, the sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
Convinced that Zara, a fortune teller, and a dishonest lawyer named Harris were operating an inheritance racket and conspiring to fleece a poor spinster named Miss Louisa Lane of her savings, Lois Lane, reporter for the Daily Planet, took Clark Kent into her confidence. As Superman, Kent streaked to South Africa to investigate Miss Louisa's supposed inheritance. But meanwhile, discovering that Lois was a reporter and believing that she was in possession of the lawyer's letter to Miss Louisa, Zara sent Pinky, a henchman, to the girl reporter's apartment, telling him, "If Miss Lane takes that letter to the police, we'll get 20 years in the penitentiary. So take it away from her, Pinky. Get that letter at any cost." As we continue now, late in the evening, Pinky is ringing the bell of Lois's apartment. Listen.
Just a minute. Who is it?
Telegram for you, Miss Lane.
Oh, okay. Just a second.
Don't make any noise, Miss Lane. This gun is loaded.
What?
Step back inside and shut up. I'm coming in.
Now, you wait.
Be quiet and do as you're told, sister, and nothing will happen to you. Maybe.
What is this? A stick-up?
No, I just want that letter, but I want it fast, see?
Letter? What letter?
You know what letter I mean. Get it up fast.
But I don't know what you're
don't
talking...
Don't get me sore, sister. It ain't healthy. I want the letter that Mr. Harris, the lawyer, wrote to that old dame. The one telling her she came into $1 million.
Oh, that letter.
Yeah, that letter. I get it up. I'm in a hurry.
What makes you think I have it?
I know you have. And if you're smart, you'll hand it right over.
But you're mistaken. I haven't got it.
Look, sister, I ain't got time to play games. I know you got it because Miss Louisa told Zara... told a friend of mine...
Zara? She told Zara, and he sent you here to get the letter, didn't he?
Now, listen...
Yes, I knew I was right. I had a hunch that Zara and Harris were working a racket on Miss Louisa, but now they've got cold feet and want the letter back.
Think you're smart, don't you, Miss Lane?
I don't have to be very smart to see through that setup.
No,
why, that phony fortune teller working on Miss Louisa's confidence, learning all about her, and then predicting that she'd inherit a fortune from her uncle in South Africa. What a gag.
Now, look...
He did that so the poor old thing wouldn't question Harris's letter, but would pay him all she had for attorney's fees, which he and that phony lawyer would split. Why, of all the dirty, wicked fees
look,
I've ever heard...
Enough. Now get that letter
up. I haven't got it, I told
you. Look, sister, I said you were smart, so don't make me change my mind. You won't like it if I do.
Oh, you can't scare me. I said I haven't got the letter,
listen.
And I haven't. Now you take my advice and get out of here. You go back to Zara and Harris and tell them...
Look.
Say, you stop pushing that gun at me.
Quit gabbing and get me that letter.
I haven't got it, I tell you.
You're asking for it, sister. I hate to do this.
But I haven't got it. I gave it to Clark...
To who?
To somebody.
You mean the old goat you had dinner with?
No, somebody else.
Oh, tell me.
I gave it to the police. And you'd better get out of here, because they'll be here soon.
Don't give me that. You didn't go to the police.
Yes, I did.
Rats, I trailed you to the Daily Planet, then to the restaurant, and then here. So you're lying. The letter must be someplace in this apartment.
It isn't, I tell you. What are you doing?
Turning on the radio.
What for?
nice organ music, ain't it?
Now listen.
Nice and loud, too. Nobody will hear any shots over it outside.
Shots?
Yeah, this is your last chance, Miss Lane. You're going to give me that letter?
I can't. I haven't got it.
Okay, then. I'll have to take care of you and find it myself.
No! No, stay away! No!
Lifting his revolver, the slight, thin-faced Pinky advances on Lois Lane, forcing her backward and trapping her against the wall. Meanwhile, thousands of miles away in Johannesburg, South Africa, where it is bright day 7 hours later, Superman, once more in his guise and garb of reporter Clark Kent, is speaking to the probate clerk in an office in the government building.
According to this letter written to a Miss Louisa Lane in Metropolis, her uncle, John Morse Lane, died here a short time ago and left her $1.5 million.
$1.5 million?
That's right. The money is supposed to be in shares of the Crescent Diamond Mine. Do you have a record of such a will being probated?
No, sir. I don't remember a will like that.
Uh-oh.
You say this John Morse Lane died a couple of months ago, Mr. Kent?
So the letter says. He's supposed to have died here in Johannesburg. And according to the lawyer, a fellow named Harris in Metropolis, Mr. Lane's estate is right here and his will has been probated.
Well, have a chair, Mr. Kent, while I have a look at the record.
Thank you.
Kept you waiting, Mr. Kent.
It's quite all right. Did you find out about the will?
Yes. I found out there wasn't any such will.
Uh-huh. I was afraid of that.
At least it ain't been submitted for probate. Tell you what I'd do if I was you, Mr. Kent.
Yes?
The Bureau of Vital Statistics, just down the hall, keeps a record of all deaths and all pertinent facts known about the deceased. Why don't you step over there, find out what they've got on John Morse Lane?
Good idea. Thanks very much, Mr. Clerk.
You're quite welcome. Go right out this door, down the hall to your right.
Thanks again.
Mr. Kent?
That's right. According to my information, he died in this city a couple of months ago.
Well, in that case, it should be recorded in this book here. Let me see. J.K. Lancaster, Lindsberg, Lane. Yes, here we are. John Morse Lane.
That's the one. What does it say about him?
Let me see. Died November 2nd, 1946.
Well, the time checks. What else?
Died of natural causes in the Free Ward of City Hospital.
The Free Ward?
Yes, interment at City Cemetery. It means, of course, that he died a pauper, Mr. Kent.
Pauper?
Yes, that's right.
Lois and I were right. That fortune teller and lawyer are practicing a racket on Miss Louisa.
And what's that?
Huh? Oh, nothing. I was thinking out loud. Look, could you give me a copy of your record?
Why, certainly.
Thank you.
Let's see.
It's John just past noon here. That means the sun will be rising in Metropolis. Hey, this works out perfectly. I can be back there in a few minutes.
If you can what, sir?
Huh? Oh, I was just talking to myself again.
Oh. Well, here you are, sir. Here's your copy.
Thanks very much, Mr. Clerk. Goodbye.
Hurrying from the government building, Clark Kent steps into a deserted areaway, strips off his business suit, and resumes his true identity of Superman. Then, up, up, and away! Superman leaps high into the sky, and red tape streaming in the wind, rockets back over the vast blue Atlantic toward Metropolis. Superman knows now that Zara and the lawyer Harris are engaged in a vicious racket, but he does not know what has happened to Lois Lane. What has happened? We'll know more in a moment with the dramatic climax of today's episode. So stand by.
You know, gang, to look at those swell comic buttons and that new series you're all collecting, you'd never guess that you can get them so easy. Why, you don't have to spend a single penny of your allowance on them. They come right in packages of Kellogg's Pep. And they're so doggone smart looking that, well, you're mighty proud to wear them pinned on your jacket or your dresser cap. Each picture is true to life. Tess True Harden and Vitamin Flint Heart and Superman look just the way they do in the funny papers. And here's some of the other funny paper characters in this new series, too. There's Brenda Starr and Cindy and Spud, the little moose, and Goofy and Beezy from Haroldine, Judy and Corky from Gasoline Alley. 18 of them in all, gang. So hop to it. Remind Mom to get you some more Kellogg's Pep. That's right. You can't buy these Pep comic buttons, but you get one in every package of Pep you open as an exclusive prize. And you get a load of good eating when you open up a package of Kellogg's Pep, too. Fresh, crisp, delicious eating. Sunny, golden, toasted, super delicious eating. Why, those whole wheat flakes are always so crisp and fresh and so good that, well, they're a sure start on a happy day. So always start your day off with P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
It is noon in South Africa, but just 5:30 in the morning in Metropolis, when Superman, having streaked back across the Atlantic Ocean, drops down before the quiet house of Perry White in suburban Brentwood and resumes the guise and garb of Clark Kent. A few minutes later, he has awakened the gray-haired editor.
Well, of all the... Kent, what in thunder's the idea of waking me up at such an hour?
Sorry, Chief, but I just got back from Johannesburg, and
what?
I wanted to...
You just got back from where?
Huh? Oh, I mean, I just got the information we needed from South Africa on that inheritance racket Lois was investigating.
Oh, the phony fortune teller, eh?
Phony is right. When he told Miss Louisa her uncle left her an estate of $1.5 million, he exaggerated by exactly $1.5 million.
Really?
Yes, John Morse Lane died a pauper.
Uh-oh, and those rascals had it all set to take that poor spinster for all the money she had.
Right, $1,250. All the money she'd been able to save in a lifetime.
That dirty heels, why, for 2 cents,
Look, Miss Louisa agreed to draw her savings from the bank first thing this morning and bring them to the lawyer. So...
She won't, though. I won't let her.
Oh, yes, she will. She must.
What for? You just proved the lawyer and the fortune teller are racketeers, didn't you?
Of course, but we've got to trap them. And the only way to do it is to let Miss Louisa take the money to Harris's office alone.
Alone?
Uh-huh.
Are you mad?
Oh, don't you worry, Chief. Inspector Henderson and Lois and I will be waiting outside his office door.
Oh.
When he accepts the money, we'll grab him. Then we'll grab Mr. Fortune Teller, Zara, whatever his name is.
Oh, yes, I see. Now, whom are you calling now?
Lois. Oh, it's pretty early to get her out of bed, but she don't want to know about this. We've got to get our timing all set. It's important that we... Hey, that's funny.
What's the matter?
Lois doesn't answer.
She must be sound asleep.
Phone's right by her bed.
Well, let it ring a while.
It's been ringing. You don't think she could have left her apartment so early, do you?
Oh, of course not. It's only 5:30 in the morning.
Well, why doesn't she answer?
I don't know. I know she went home last night. I took her home myself.
This is very strange, Chief.
Yeah. Is it still ringing?
Uh-huh. I don't like this, Chief. I've got a feeling something's happened to Lois. And I'm going to find out right now.
Worried and uneasy, Clark Kent replaces the telephone and starts off for Lois Lane's apartment, where, when last seen, Lois was being threatened by Pinky, the racketeer's henchman. What has happened to the girl reporter in the time that has lapsed? Has Kent, who is Superman, returned too late to help Lois out of a dangerous spot? Clark Kent and you too, fellows and girls, are in for a startling surprise in tomorrow's exciting episode. So don't fail to listen. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
Say, gang, how'd you like to pick out your own favorite Kellogg's cereal every morning and open your own individual package yourself? Well, ask Mom to get Kellogg's Variety. That's the white, green, and red package with 10 one-serving packages of your favorite Kellogg cereals, like Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, and Pep. And you know they're good because you've always liked Kellogg's cereals so much. And every day you get your choice. And every day that you treat yourself to one of your favorite Kellogg cereals for breakfast. So ask Mom to get you Kellogg's Variety. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.